I think you're here to address a highway issue.
Yes.
And you and I had a discussion last week, and this involves a section of North 7th Street.
And Poplar.
And Poplar.
100 block of Poplar Street. My name's Veronica Martin. Some of you know me, some of you don't. I own Bonnie's Beauty Bar in Columbia. My husband and his friends come in and meet. And we also own several rental properties in Columbia. My sister and I are executors of my cousin's estate at 265 North 7th Street. And we have been trying to sell the property, but we're having much difficulties because of Ken Kramer. He owns the Ken and Becky's at 725 Poplar Street, which is at the rear of my cousin's property on the other side of the street. He parks his vehicles. The one has been parked since January with a 25 to 30 foot trailer parked right alongside my cousin's house. He'll park another one with another trailer on 7th Street for days at a time, blocking the property in completely. He parks another trailer at the rear by my cousin's garage, another one on the other side of the street. He has customers coming and going, buying his stuff. He goes to shows. He has been telling potential buyers that go to see the property that the place is a foxhole. It's the pits. We're asking too much money. Don't buy it. Walk away. We had two people that wanted to buy it because of the parking situation out there. They just walk away. I have been to Norm Meiske, talked to him for an hour back in April, brought a lot of these issues up. Nothing has been done. I talked to the mayor, and he said he's working on it, but I don't know what that meant. I talked to Mary. I've talked to Jeff Helm. My husband has talked to Jeff Helm on the 4th of June. I called Jeff last week to bring some other issues up, and his remark to me was, do you want to tell me the same thing your husband did? I was just informed by a neighbor on Purple's Lane that Ken's son bought the property that used to be Brendan's. No one's living in it. They're operating a business out of it. They're doing screen printing for the picture frames that his son makes. Talking about codes and the signs you brought up, he has four signs on the telephone pole on the corner of 7th and Poplar that has been there forever. And I told Norm about it. I told Jeff Helm about it. They're still there. Nothing's being done. I had the police mark his tires on the truck that's been sitting there since January. He did get a ticket, I was told, and he did pay the ticket. Nothing has been done since. He has not moved it. It's still there. He fought with my brother-in-law who went out to get to cut the grass because he couldn't get to the grass to cut it because of Ken's truck. So now I believe Ken sprayed the weeds where his truck sit because he was informed that that's the curb and the grass just grew out into the street. Now, he told me back in January that he wanted to buy the property, but he didn't want to buy it, he wants to steal it. He wants to give us practically nothing, and I'm not letting that. He also told us that the borough is thinking of abandoning the street and turning it over to him. Well, if I have anything to say about it, that won't happen. I have pictures, if you would like to see them.
These ones you showed me the other
day.
If anyone would care to see them. And like you said, he moves the vehicle 2 feet after.
Well, sometimes that's when he doesn't move it then. On the very last page, you'll see I requested a right to know that he purchased that property, and it is a non-conforming structure. I asked my attorney about it, and he said that means that he cannot go. Pardon?
Well, my
cousin's property is on the corner.
Yeah.
But Ken has, on Poplar Street, at the very back, which I believe is owned by Bob Mace, he has tractor trailers backed in there on, I guess, Bob Mace's property. And he has built house fronts on them. So he has taken the whole way across Poplar Street. There is a 13-foot private alley behind my cousin's garage that Norm told me legally belongs half to my cousin and half to Bob Mace. He took over that. the trash and the junk is piled up. I mean, there's got, if a kid decides to come down through some kerosene or a match on that stuff, my cousin's garage is going to go up. Going up the alley the other way in front of Tim's property is a 10-foot private alley, which he told he owns, but if it's a private alley, again, it's half his and half the other property. Correct. He parks that continuously. You couldn't drive up that alley and come out on Purple Lane. So, I mean, nothing's being done. I've been dealing with this since my cousin passed away in December, and it's just getting really frustrating. And I'm to the point where if something isn't done soon, I'm set on the estate. I'm going to take, my sister and I are going to take over the property. I'm going to the media, and I'm going to get an outside attorney, and I'm going to sue.
Donnie, I didn't catch the one statement you made, something about an alley in back of the garage.
Yes, there's a 13-foot private alley to the rear of my cousin's garage. He has that completely...
It goes in back of the garage, down towards the meadow.
Yes. Yeah, down towards Bob Mason's backyard. It goes the whole way.
And it's a private...
It's a private alley.